Sports.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, and, well, I'll just say it again, the best 2 hours you can have in the galaxy. Right here.
You still don't understand how to close a deal.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
You undersell, then
that's
you over-deliver.
Steve Baldwin.
But now you've, like, if we're not just shy of an Academy Award-winning film, we're going to bomb.
No.
Yes.
No.
You don't see, you undersell, you over-deliver. Just, not oversell and under-deliver. That's backwards from what you want.
I listen, has the show been...
Although he is a Baldwin, he can't really help it now, can he?
Has the show been doing well? Has the program...
The show's done fine.
Hasn't it continued to grow?
It has continued
hasn't
to grow.
Hasn't the fabulous UA Network and Biz TV...
TV. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, we're just... Didn't you just say to me in the last month you said, Stephen, I never could have wildly imagined that we would be where we are with our business and our company and our radio show.
I actually did say that to you.
So,
but that's
the
not...
The best
for...
2 hours you can have, people... Right here, Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, like I said, that's class A Baldwin. That's top grade shelf Baldwin.
What
right
would
there.
Danny Johnson say about like my zeal?
She'd say you're totally doing it backwards.
Oh, she would.
You should undersell, overdeliver. Undersell, overdeliver.
I don't think she would say that.
Undersell, overdeliver.
I think that she would say that now we are this fabulous. That it's time to just kind of like, you know.
Actually, she would say never point out your own fabulousness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Danny.
It's kind of off-putting.
Okay.
To non-celebrities to be told. Great.
Wow.
Somebody.
With the topic being what it is, just, that was kind of cool. That was very clever.
Oh, just working that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to gracefully give you some hints here.
Okay.
You don't want to end up in cruise territory here shortly. The difference in Baldwin and Cruz, though, is that Baldwin's actually been with the troops in the field. You've gone to Iraq. You've seen them in their service to our country. And
yes.
So you would never come back and say something like, my job's hard. It's almost as hard as being in Afghanistan.
That's creepy.
He would never say that.
That's creepy.
He would never say that.
That's creepy. We got any phone calls?
Yeah. Well, let's tell folks what we're talking about first, because there's some new stations that just joined us in the break. Tom Cruise this last week,
right,
was at a deposition, and
well, he's being cross-examined, I guess, by the opposing counsel.
Would that be Katie Holmes's counsel?
That would be Katie Holmes.
The lawyers defending Katie Holmes.
Right. So this is all to do with.
It was still a lovely. Attractive woman.
She's pretty cute.
Just want to throw that out there.
Pretty cute.
She did that live thing with you that we went to a year ago.
Yeah, that was the 9/11 tribute.
Right. What was the name of it?
110 stories.
That's right, because that was how many stories were in one of the towers, but it was actually the voices of people from different folks that had participated in the cleanup after 9/11 in
Correct.
Different ways.
Correct.
And it was like a reader's theater. All the actors were there. They did these different characters. There wasn't any real movement on stage. They all sat on separate bar stools. But it was very moving.
Yeah, it was intriguing, wasn't it?
You and Katie were both great.
Thank you.
I still think she's cuter than you, though.
I would agree with that.
Don't be offended by that.
And I had one awkward moment with Katie during that experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, since we can't find out what Tom Cruise's awkward moments with her were, let's share yours.
This big SUV pulls up.
Right.
And these big, burly bodyguards.
Because she was still with Cruise at the time.
Correct.
So she had all, like, the weird cult people guarding her every minute of every day.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And she gets out of this SUV, and she's holding a shopping bag. So like, on a break from what we were doing during the rehearsal period.
Right.
She goes, and I don't know what she did. She went and purchased something. And I happened to just be standing outside the entryway of the door to get backstage to the theater where we were doing this.
Right.
And she pulls up, and boom, right there, just Katie Holmes.
Right.
Just gets out of an SUV with two big
shopping bags.
Bodyguards.
Oh, bodyguards.
And some shopping bags.
Yeah.
And she's walking right towards me, and I'm doing this production with her.
Right.
So I look at her.
Plus, your name is Baldwin.
And she looks at me, and I look at her like, you know, like, oh, hey. You know, like, good to see you. You know, you're going back in there because we're doing this thing together. So I give her that look of like, oh, hey, how you doing? And she looks at me and makes this face like, why are you talking to me? It was a really weird, awkward moment. Because I think
that weird awkward moment brought to you by
well I was going to make a good joke but I won't. So that was my brush with greatness, so to speak.
But that was cult Katie. She was still stuck in the Christian Science.
But I'm the youngest Baldwin brother, so I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I get, you know, there's...
Well, your brothers have been not nice to you at times, and so I think they've told bad stories about you to other people in the business.
Okay.
I think there's been some of that.
Yeah.
So I think there's, like, murmurings behind your back.
and undeservingly so, Kevin.
And here's the thing. If Tom Cruise...
Obviously.
If Tom Cruise is, you know, he's got his hex on Katie at the time, and, like the big brothers have been murmuring behind Steven's back, then you were like, there was no way you were going to break through that cloud.
Well, I just figured...
To even get an honest, hi, how are you?
Right. I just figured in the sheer coinkydink of the whole thing, it was almost like we bumped into each other physically.
Right.
So I'm looking at her like,
no, if that had happened,
wow,
one of the big bodyguards would have been like...
Would have removed me.
You're not Christian Science. Get away.
Right. So, it was just weird because I was kind of happy-go-lucky and excited.
You were normal Stevie B.
And she looked at me like, I'm sorry, and you are, I know you from, I guess she might have thought that I was like the stage door guy. So if that was the case, why was I even saying
maybe
hello?
Maybe so.
Strange.
Well, if you'd not been wearing the stage door guy outfit, maybe, you know, a patch that said, hi, my name's Steven.
That probably would have made a difference.
888-340-3373. What we are talking about, though, is Tom Cruise saying his job is as hard as people that are serving in Afghanistan. And curious as to your thoughts about it. Let's go to line one. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to our flagship AM 970, The Answer. Hello, yeah. Ralph.
Yes, good evening. Since you guys have thanks to the men and women who are listening to us and calling through, who have served in the armed services, allow me to take this opportunity to say my gratitude and thanks to the men and women of the armed services for making it possible right now for relief goods and supply to reach the disaster area in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Central Philippines.
Yeah.
You can never imagine the hope that those people feel when that helicopter is flying overhead and delivering, you know, food, water, and medical supplies
Amen.
To them.
Amen.
And I'm crying right now because, you know, we are just supporting you, the men and women of the armed services. We will send the help that they need over there. In whatever capacity and way we could, max load of it, it's being sent out there. And I'm very grateful to a Filipino actor who has made it possible to show up for a fundraising event tomorrow night in Jersey City. Okay? I would not name this person, but this person is down to it. You know, acting doesn't get over his head. He has a life. This man has a life besides, you know, being in the limelight. That's the good thing about this man.
Hmm.
Okay? He is one of us. And my gratitude to not only to the American people, but to the you know, the men and women of the our armed services. And I thank you for taking this call.
All right. All right, Ralph. Thank you for that call as well. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, and every week we're here to take your calls. We have a good time, but we talk about something serious from time to time as well. And tonight, Tom Cruise saying his job is as hard as that as those that fight in Afghanistan. He said it in a deposition, trying to justify time he spent away from his daughter Suri so that he wouldn't lose visitation rights and other things. Your thoughts about why he did that and what it means. But Stevens also asked, do we take our military for granted? What do you think? We'll take your calls next.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now. Do it.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, he's Kevin McCullough, and this is the type of radio program where if you remember to join us, well, by gosh, by golly, you just might have a good time. Was that better, Kev?
I love that.
Is that
See,
good?
I think that's good.
Yeah?
Then you're not committing us to, like, you know,
but
curing cancer or
listening,
you know, bringing about world peace or anything.
I wouldn't be as intrigued as my usual, it's the very best intergalactic experience.
Yeah. I think that's just one of the side effects of the ADD.
Ah!
The classic Stevie B ADD that he had, I don't know, you've had it since when? Your teens?
Probably before then.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Squirrel.
Yeah. That's good.
888-340-3373. Okay, Stephen is convinced that Martians are listening and are fans. Man, Jackie is just dogging you at every opportunity. She said that my snarky comments left out last week didn't make the show quite what it could be. It needed me to come back to make it all that it was supposed to be.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because when I think of Jackie, I think of snarkiness. So, you know, it's
She's
fine.
Usually just always taking your
Two
side.
Two can play at this game, Jackie.
She's just always taking your side. So, it's odd to see her going after Stevie B for once. 888-340-3373. Okay, so Tom Cruise said basically his job is as hard as the people serving in Afghanistan. He said it under sworn testimony in a deposition, trying to cover his backside on why he spent 100 days away from his daughter. None of this worked out very well for him. Other actors came out and said he doesn't know what the bleepity bleep 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 he's talking about, bleepity bleepity bleep. That's what other actors were saying. Imagine what the jarheads were saying.
Yeah. Mark Wahlbleep.
What? Oh, actually, there was this great internet meme that went around this week. It was a picture of a Marine or just a military service person walking a tour in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And it said, Tom Cruise, who's she? Question mark. Let's go to the phones. Earl is in Poolville, Texas, and he's watching on Channel 55, I believe. That's Biz TV. Hi, Earl. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
I'm glad to be on it. I want to say I like your show.
Thank you.
Get to the point. And, you know, too bad our Congress couldn't do that. And I just want to say is, you know, Tom Cruise might had it bad, you know, being so rich with a gold spoon in his mouth, but you know, he's never had to crawl on his belly through the jungle. He's right. Never had to watch his brothers get killed in the war.
Hmm.
I'm a Vietnam vet. I went to Vietnam when I was 15 years old.
Hmm.
And when I hit Vietnam, I was 16. And let me tell you, it was an eye-opener.
Yeah, of course.
And if you just notice how, you know, and I'm glad they're treating the boys that are coming back good now, but when we came back in the Vietnam War, we were like scum to everybody.
Earl, our nation did your generation and the men that served with you a disservice. And I'm sad to say that some of the people that treated you the worst are at the highest levels of power now. I don't understand that. I don't understand how John Kerry looks himself in the mirror on a daily basis. But you're absolutely right. And your service was as noble as anybody's.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I lost a bunch of good friends. And and being, you know, real young, you got picked to do all the hard stuff because the older men knew about it and us younger guys had to learn about it, which I understand.
Earl, let me ask you a question. The question we've been asking everybody tonight is, do you feel like the military is taken for granted? What's your position on that?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been trying to get my pension in, and I got some of it in, and what they gave me really wasn't enough for gas to go back and forth to the doctors.
Huh.
You know, and I feel like I've done my time over there, and I've got frag in my leg, I got Agent Orange, and just, I don't know about PTSD. Been working it out with my wife, and I got a good wife. She's been with me for 43 years now.
Amen.
You're a blessed
34
man.
34 years, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble by her. But
she's still 22 to you. That's the thing.
There you go. I married her when she was, in fact, I was 19 when I married her, and she was just turned 16.
Wow.
I kind of married her when I came back from on a tour. But it's just amazing how I had friends of mine go before me and try to get a job, and they found out they were from Afghanistan and stuff. And these are real good friends of mine. We go through the veterans together. They got hired. And when I put down that I was from the Vietnam War area, they told me they didn't need me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like it's still going on. You know, here you hear about World War One, World War Two all the time, and you hear about Afghanistan. But the only thing you hear about the Vietnam was when the Vietnam veterans decide that, okay, Obama, you're not going to block the World War II wall off from these vets. So a bunch of those vets opened it up and let them in and held the cops back. We wouldn't let the cops even get up there and stop them from getting in.
Hmm.
So we're not scum. We're not, you know, bad people. You know, there's bad in all kinds and all races, and everybody does something wrong sooner or later, but, you know, we should have the chance, too, to say, hey, you know, my country, you know, cares about me.
Right.
Yeah.
But as it is, we're just shoved underneath the rock, you know, even when we go to the doctors, just they just want to give you pills and have you shut up and have you just go on and just, they act like they don't care about us.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Earl, you know, like a lot of things, it's a broken system. But, brother, we here at Baldwin McCullough, we honor you, sir. We thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
God bless you, and thanks for the call.
Thanks, Earl. Let's go to line one. Malachi is calling from Orlando, listening to WORL AM 660. Malachi, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Very good.
You guys having a good night?
So far.
Good to hear. I wanted to, the gentleman before us, those were some of the best generations. I personally feel that World War II and the Vietnam vets are probably the best generations that we've had. I'm a combat veteran. I was in the infantry for almost 6 years out of Fort Wainwright, Alaska. I was in the 1st of the 25th Striker Brigade combat team. And Tom Cruise is an idiot, yes, I will say that. But one thing that kind of irks me about it is people don't, a little known thing about Iraq and Afghanistan is...
Hey, Malachi, hold on a second. I want you to get your thoughts together. That music means we're up against a hard break, and I want to hear everything that you have to say. If you're a member of the armed services, we're giving you preference in getting on air tonight. We're bumping you up to the front of the line. But the question, in light of what Tom Cruise said, that his job as an actor is as hard as fighting in Afghanistan these days, Stephen has asked the question, do you feel like America takes the military for granted? So far, civilians have said no, but our military members have said yes. We'll take your call on that next.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
8255. If there's only gonna be three left, Lord.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're in New York every Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. We get ready to, well, just chuckle a little bit with you.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do. You don't have to say the most fantastic, spastic.
Chuckle?
Yeah. We like to have a chuckle.
Chuckle?
We'd love to have a chuckle.
No.
888-340-3373.
You may like to have a chuckle. I like to create the best, most intergalactic experience of these 2 hours on a Saturday night ever.
I'm chuckling. 888-340-3373. What we're talking about is Tom Cruise, who gave everyone a chuckle, except for the people that he just really insulted, when he said that his job was as hard as those that are fighting in Afghanistan right now. And before we went to the break, Malachi, who served for 6 years, is in active duty, is joining us from Orlando. He's our next caller. And Malachi, you were telling us, you were setting up your call, and I didn't want you to be rushed, so I want to give you plenty of time. But complete the thought that you had started before we went to break.
Yes, sir. you guys are giving me a chuckle, that's for sure. You guys are funny, but...
Malachi, hold on. Malachi, hold on 1 second. You notice he didn't say we're giving him an intergalactic, spastic, off-the-chart, most universal, incredible piece of wonderfulness that's ever existed
but
in the history of wonderfulness.
Next Saturday night, that's what he's going to say.
We gave him a chuckle.
Right, Malachi?
Go ahead, Malachi.
That's right. I will definitely be listening next Saturday night.
There awesome. You go. There you go.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I only have one thing that really upsets me, and I'm kind of biased, being that I was an infantryman and I served with some of the most fierce fighters I've ever known. And we get clumped in with everyone else in the armed services. And this, I know a lot of people are going to take this wrong and be upset. I'd say about 75% of the people that go overseas do not do a whole lot of anything. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to be a burden of bad news. But when I live in a combat outpost with no running water or electricity for 14 months, and we go to a FOB where these people have internet, air-conditioned rooms, Burger King, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, three different gyms with racquetball courts. They never leave the FOB. They never pick up a weapon. They never put ammo in their weapon, if they even have one. And they never even pull security for themselves.
Malachi, when you're describing all this, do you mean worldwide or do you mean in Afghanistan as well?
No, I mean in Afghanistan and Iraq. We have forward operating bases with movie theaters, Olympic-sized swimming pools, PXs where they sell flat screen TVs, Xboxes, and I know a lot of people like to come home and talk about how hard Iraq was, and then I ask them, what was your MOS? What did you do in the military? Oh, I was a cook. Well, guess what the cooks do in Iraq and Afghanistan? They don't cook, because we've hired, KBR hires people from India to come over and do all the cooking. So they sit at the chow hall, which serves 4 meals a day, and do nothing. And they never leave the FOB. They literally sit in their air-conditioned rooms, go to a computer desk, and then, you know, work 8 hours and then go back to sleep. It is not what people make it out to be.
But
they don't even pull security for themselves.
Right. But I think I thank you for the clarity that as an infantryman yourself, I appreciate where you're coming from. But I think that in the case of Tom Cruise, the comparison was not intended to be to those kinds of people.
Right.
It was a comparison to somebody like you, Malachi.
Right. That's what he was. I mean, Cruise wasn't saying he was as tough as the slackers. He was saying he's as tough as the guys doing the hard stuff.
I highly, highly doubt that. 100 days is quite shy of 400 days away from your family. So.
Yeah.
And he chose to stay away.
And he's getting paid $20 million.
Yeah. Anyone can pay me $20 million to stay away from my family for 100 days.
All right, Malachi. Now that we've started a riff in your family, we apologize for that. For any of Malachi's relatives that are listening.
And in contrast to you, Malachi, when it comes to my wife and daughters, not even for $20 million. Would I want to stay away from them for
No, but they've asked me for $25 just to keep him away for a weekend.
Right. But, I mean, if it was to go back to Iraq or Afghanistan.
By the way, Malachi, I'm kidding.
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm totally joking.
Yeah.
All right, Malachi.
Brother, thanks for your service. And
no problem,
for the call. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. More of your calls next, 888-340-3373. When Tom Cruise says his job is as hard as those serving in Afghanistan, your reaction to that, especially if you're the military, we'd love to hear from you. We'll push you to the front of the line tonight on Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages.
A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
.net.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And Tom Cruise compared his hard work in movies and the suffering that it causes by having to be away from his family, etc., is as difficult or challenging as our men and women who serve in Afghanistan in the military. And we've had all kinds of interesting reactions to that this evening. But I think we should just get right back to the phones here. And let's go to line 3, Christian, Springfield, Ohio. Christian, what do you have to say?
Here's what I have to say. I think that Tom Cruise shouldn't really compare real life to scripts about scripts and directors and movies and stuff, because when them people over in Afghanistan, they're holding real guns with real bullets, not with blanks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting their lives on the line every day just to keep our country safe so nothing is going to happen to it.
Well, we couldn't agree with you more, Christian. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Let's go to Daniel in Manhattan listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Daniel. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm just really disturbed in the two of you. I know you like to call yourself Christians, but what upsets me is that you're talking about someone who's bared false witness and stating lies that he knows is not true, Mr. Cruz, but then you guys go on to debase and tell lies about John Kerry.
What did we say? Wait, Daniel, hold on. What did we say on this show tonight that defamed John Kerry? Please cite verbatim what we said.
I'm supposed to cite you verbatim? What you said was, you made it out that John Kerry had lied about his service in Vietnam.
That's not what I said.
You know it's not true.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Not true.
Take him down for a second. That's not what I said. Daniel, that's not what I said. I didn't say that he lied about his service. What I said was, is when he came back, he said things about the other servicemen that were still there.
Correct.
And he did that in congressional hearings before the Congress of the United States. Yes. What is your reaction?
Truth. You know what you're doing, sir? Jesus protested. Was Jesus not a protester? And now you're saying that no one is a decent person who protests. So he not only served, he not only got wounded, he came back and protested.
Well, two of those Purple Hearts.
Witness. You bared false witness. Shame on you, Stephen. Shame on you.
Stephen didn't say that.
Has ever protested any war or served. Am I correct?
Can you calm down?
Am I crying? Well, it gets me upset because I'm a Christian.
I understand.
And I would never bear a false witness.
Let me ask you a question.
And I'd never make statements that I knew was not
true. Let me ask you a question. Except tonight, just now,
when you did. But go ahead.
No, I didn't. No, you can't tongue tie me. You're not going to serpent to me. I mean, come on, my friend.
So Daniel, let me ask you a question, Daniel.
He is our Secretary of State. He's a U.S. Senator. He's got 3 medals. He received bullets in a war. Is somehow disingenuous or lying about you? Just said all these.
Daniel, can I ask you one question?
Like John Kerry, how can he look at himself?
Can I ask you one question? How can he look at himself in the mirror?
That's what you said.
We're gonna have brother. If you're not gonna have a conversation with them, we're gonna have to let you go. So can I ask you a question? What Kevin stated was that John Kerry came back and in congressional hearings made statements about other servicemen that were still over there. Are you okay with that? Do you think that's okay?
I think he has every right to say the truth.
Okay.
I think he has every right to say
the
truth.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. Appreciate the call. What he said was that his fellow servicemen and women who were serving in Vietnam at the time that he was testifying before Congress were committing crimes and atrocities reminiscent of Genghis Khan. He didn't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. But that's what he said. One of the most brutal, nastiest military leaders of all time that did things that were beyond the pale of decency and humanity. John Kerry accused his fellow troops of doing those things before members of Congress. Except that he had a hard time coming up with actual incidents of ever actually seeing any of those things happen. And Daniel, I just encourage you, do a little research on the three purple hearts that you're so proud displaying for John Kerry. All three of them have highly questionable circumstances around them. Do a little research. Inform yourself. A little truth, a little knowledge, that's a helpful thing. But even if he did, even if those were all legit, and he got discharged and whatever, even if those were legit, coming back and throwing his fellow servicemen and women under the bus, uncalled for.
No, but it just fascinates me because Daniel calls himself a Christian, which to me is something you better not joke or fool around about, because you have to answer to Jesus and the Holy Spirit when it comes to that. And it just fascinates me right now that Daniel will say, well, it's okay for John Kerry to debate this and that or to question, you know, blah, 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 blah. Actually, Daniel, what you're saying is true. He has the right to do that, but scripturally, it is not correct. It is not correct to be judging those other men still who are still serving and in battle at the time. That would not have been scripturally correct. So it's a little bit hypocritical of you too, Dan. It's a little bit hypocritical of you too. But it's what the debate we're having is down to interpretation. It's the interpretation you have and the interpretation we have. And it's why we love having this platform, so that we can have this conversation.
Absolutely.
And agree to disagree or just disagree completely, like we do with you, brother. But we hope you'll keep listening.
Now, on to the actual topic for the night.
This is the most fabulous 2 hours that you can have on a Saturday night, Dan.
And hopefully you can have a chuckle.
Yeah.
Mike in Detroit on line one, listening on AM 1400 WDTK. Glad you're with us, Mike. Welcome.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. What I wanted to say was about Tom Cruise. I really don't believe he was trying to put the military down in any way. I think when his mind grasped out and wanted to find somebody to equate with himself or an entity, he couldn't think of anybody but the military. I mean, he sees himself as a great personality, a great actor. And in this way, I don't believe he was trying to put him down. But even if you...
Okay, I need to ask you a follow-up question to that, Mike. Hold the line. We're going to come right back. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Muchgood.com. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And, again, thank you to the UAN, a great television network out of Texas, Biz TV, 338 great radio stations, Sirius XM, and wherever you're getting us, whether it's online or by one of those methods, we're glad that you're with us every Saturday night. We try to give you a chuckle. You know, we don't assume that we're going to, but we try. We try very hard. 888-340-3373. Now, Mike, just before the break, you were saying you didn't think Tom Cruise was trying to put down the military in his comments. You said he was trying to elevate himself. What did you mean by that?
I was trying to say that he was actually paying the military a compliment when he reached out and tried to think of somebody or an entity that was as good as himself. He's part of the military. You know what I mean?
He's just so sweet on himself. He just has to think of himself in those superlative terms.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he was trying to be unpatriotic or put the military down. But it is odd that he brought the military over to his side of the equation when he was talking about it's tough or something like that. You know, working on movies was tough. Not the war itself, you know?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That's a good observation, Mike. Hey, thanks for the call. Stephen, you were recalling Mark Wahlberg, another actor who's responded to this in the break, and he said what?
Well, again, so Cruise makes this comparison however he does it, and interestingly enough, Mark Wahlberg has this military picture that's coming out pretty soon, and his comments about Cruise were simply, you don't do what these guys have done. And for somebody to sit there and say, my job was as difficult as somebody in the military's, he says, well, how blankety-blank dare you while you sit in a makeup chair for 2 hours?
Ouch.
And
that'll leave a mark.
Well, and, you know, Wahlberg's kind of cool like that. Wahlberg keeps it real. Tom's, I can't take, you know, I love Tom.
Right.
I think Tom's a fantastic
when
actor.
When he's not jumping on.
And he's, right. He's a wonderful entertainer. Funny guy, hugely talented, but he just, you know, I'm sure, as I said, I think he was being a little bit sarcastic or, you know, it was his level of humor here and it just didn't turn out the way he had hoped.
I don't think it was humorous. I think he was trying to convince attorneys to go easy on
him. Weird.
For not being with his daughter for 100 days.
Very strange.
And let us be clear about this, our friend, tonight, sans John Kerry. Nearly everybody else that's ever served, you have our deepest, deepest appreciation. And for those of you that felt slighted by Tom Cruise, just understand that sometimes people live in insulated universes, but that doesn't mean the American people don't value strongly the time you spend away from your kids, the sacrifice you make with your time, and many times the life, limb, and blood that you shed to keep us free. Here on Baldwin McCullough, that will always be sacred territory.
Amen. Amen.
And we're not backing away from that. Now we can go dance on Oprah's couch and be okay with it from now on. I'm Kevin McCullough, hoping to make you chuckle. He's Stevie B.
And thanks for being a part of the best 2 hours on Saturday night, baby.
Chuckle, 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 chuckle.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.